With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Stuck with a high-maintenance credit card rate? This new year, it's time to break up. Transfer your balance to CME Federal Credit Union and enjoy 3% APR for 12 months. New year, better vibes, big savings. You deserve a wallet that loves you back. Make an appointment today with your neighbors at CME Federal Credit Union and transfer your high-maintenance credit card balance and save. Terms and conditions apply. New balances only, 5% balance transfer fee. Visit cmefcu.org for details.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and thank you all for joining me for another dark minisode. Firstly, as always, a huge thank you to everyone for your correspondence, be that a submission or be that feedback on our new changes that we've made to the show. They seem to be well received thus far, and hopefully that will remain the case. As always, guys, don't forget, if you enjoy the show and you want more dark paranormal in your life, you can go to the show notes where you'll find a link to our Patreon, where we're giving away a free week trial at our highest tier. So, not only will you gain early access to all of these episodes on our main feed, but you can find our Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites, and its entire back catalogue of almost 200 hours of Patreon-only content. And if it's not for you, just cancel before your trial's up. So, you'll find that link in the show notes, or you can go direct to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, we have the matter at hand, that being our dark minisode for this week. And it comes to us from one of our international listeners who simply goes by the letter M. And they write, "Hi, Kevin. Firstly, I want to say that I've been listening to your podcast for a few years now, and I absolutely love it. Thank you for the safe space for people who love the paranormal. I prefer to stay anonymous, so let's call me M. I've always been interested in the paranormal, and I've been looking for creepy stories on the internet since childhood. This experience is mine, my now husband's, let's call him P, and my best friend, A, who is also really into this paranormal stuff. They don't have an issue with sharing it, and A even reminded me of her side of the story. Also, a disclaimer, English isn't my first language, so sorry for any potential mistakes. So, when I was at uni, my husband's brother bought an apartment in the city where I was studying, and we lived there for 5 years. It used to belong to an old, lonely man. He had a family, but they weren't interested in visiting. He didn't die there, but in hospital. Some of his things were still in the apartment, old clothes and the like. I remember my first visit to this place, and I immediately felt a little off and weirdly out of breath, like there was no air in there, even though all the windows were open. I tried to rationalize it, saying I was being a little paranoid. It was a really hot day outside, and maybe all the belongings of the previous owner created a weird atmosphere for me. The apartment needed a general renovation before we could move in. The only thing that was left in there was an old, big wooden closet. which was built to fit the size of the corridor. I'm not perfectly sure that the apartment was haunted, but there were some strange, sometimes very creepy events that happened in there. To better understand the story, I'll give a quick description of the layout. When you came through the front door, you'd enter the corridor, and on the opposite side was the kitchen. On the left was the bathroom and mine and my husband's bedroom. On the right side was the rest of the long and narrow corridor, and at the end was my best friend's bedroom and our living room. The crucial fact is that the old closet was opposite my best friend's room. The very first thing that got my attention was the eerie feeling when I walked through the corridor, especially during the night. A feeling like someone was watching me intensely. We always left all the lights on there and closed our bedroom doors during the night. That feeling was especially intense when everyone was asleep and I would wake to use the bathroom. I'd catch myself almost running through the corridor. One day, A confronted me about it, because she'd heard me one night. I felt a little ashamed, but told her that the corridor was giving me the creeps, so I wanted to do my business and get back to bed as quickly as possible. During that conversation, she admitted to me that she had the same feeling about the corridor and also didn't like to go to the bathroom at night. We both thought that was a bit weird, but we quickly changed the subject. Another thing that was a little strange was that sometimes the place would get really cold. The coldest room was always A's room. But she also had the smallest radiator, so we thought that was the reason. Plus, the flat was poorly insulated, so there was a rational explanation for it. Time went by, and we were busy studying. My husband spent a lot of time at work. But during the school breaks, I was the one who spent the most time alone there, because P was working and A was visiting her family in another city. Those times were kind of exhausting. The more time I spent alone there, the worse my mood got, and I felt really tired. Almost like the place itself was draining all the good vibes and energy from me. Even during sunny days, the apartment felt dark, almost gloomy. I didn't understand this at all. I've always liked spending time alone and doing my hobbies. Even today, I like my me time, but not in there. A's room had the worst atmosphere. When we were together, we studied in her room for a long time, even at night. But when she was gone, I never liked sitting in there alone. I caught myself avoiding the room. If I needed a book or something, I'd quickly go through the door, grab what I needed, and I'd lock that door behind me. I just couldn't explain why to myself. But enough about the weird feelings. Even though I was the person who spent the most time alone there, A experienced the most bizarre things. It began with nightmares, even a few episodes of sleep paralysis. Once, during an episode of sleep paralysis, she saw a black shadow coming closer and closer to her. And of course, the very classic experience of waking very often at 3 a.m. Nothing particularly new there, but still scary. But then something really weird happened. One night, she was sleeping in her room and was suddenly woken up by a loud bang on her door. She was frightened, so waited in silence as she became fully awake. She was frozen, waiting for another sound. But another sound did not come. After a while, she decided to go to the bathroom. And when she opened her door, she absolutely froze. let's have a quick break to talk to you about Acorns. Acorns wants to show a little love to everyone who's on their way to some money goal. Now, a money goal may sound like something everyone has, but believe me, they don't. And even when you think you do, you don't really take into account the step-by-step incremental measurements that need to be made in order to achieve said goal, which is something I personally don't have the time to do. This is where Acorns do their magic, because they try to take you from where's my money today to that goal. And the way they do that is they focus on where your money's going to be tomorrow. There's two major things I want to point out with this. You don't need a bundle of cash to invest. You can invest your spare change. And the second thing is, I'm fortunate enough that the money I've invested, I've seen grow. And using the app, I can see that visually. They also have a potential screen. It shows you the power of compounding your money and how by doing so, you could grow it over time. Basically, for me, Acorns is an all-in-one. Invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. Sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 40 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $27 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/dogparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 11 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/dogparanormal.
Every, and I mean every, door and drawer in that old closet was open. Of course, it had been closed before we went to sleep. She quickly closed everything and locked herself in her room. After some time spent contemplating what on earth had happened, she somehow managed to get back to sleep. After all of these years, I really admire her composure, because I would have definitely lost it from fear and ran to my bedroom. Because we were there, sound asleep, we didn't hear a thing and slept peacefully. Which is strange because, according to A, the noise she heard was a really loud bang. The next morning, she told me about her experience. Now, of course, I was creeped out. We examined the closet after that, and what was pretty bizarre was what we found. In one of the empty drawers that we didn't use was a couple of old photos of an old man during his vacation to Egypt. It was really strange, because when we moved in, we cleaned that closet out, and that particular drawer was most definitely empty. We don't know if it was the previous owner's photos, but we assume it was, because who else? Again, we felt chills down our spines. We placed the photos back where they were and decided that we would just never open that drawer again. We didn't tell my husband, because he's a skeptic and I assumed he wouldn't believe us anyway. Creepy stuff would happen during the day too. A and I were alone once. We'd been studying and after a while decided to eat lunch in the kitchen and have some free time alone. I went to my bedroom and A went to hers. When it was time to study again, I knocked on A's door. And when I heard, "Come in," I pressed the door handle. But it was locked. A repeated, "Come in." And I tried again, still locked. Then I heard her standing from her chair and coming to the door. She opened it with a very puzzled look. I asked, "Why did you lock your door? Do you need some alone time?" And she just blurted out, "I didn't." She told me she was 100% certain she hadn't locked it because she never locked her door during the day. All our doors always had keys in the keyholes, but we mostly didn't use them. But that day, it seemed that something wanted to play with the key, The next experience is mine and my husband's. One winter evening, it was just the two of us at home, and we were watching Stranger Things in the living room. When you walk through the door to this room, on the left was the couch, and on the opposite wall we had the TV. I went to the toilet, and I'm sure, 100% sure, that I closed the door when I came back. Because, like I say, the corridor was creepy. So I preferred to be in closed rooms and was always closing doors. When one of the episodes came to an end, I wanted to get something to drink from the kitchen. And I stood there in disbelief. Because there it was. The previously closed door now opened halfway. I felt chills down my spine again and opened up to my husband about everything that had took place before. About the strange feelings of being watched. About A's experiences. He, of course, tried to rationalize it. But he'd also seen me close to that door. And I could sense a little uncertainty within him. We decided to continue watching the show and not to talk about it. In a lot of paranormal stories, the advice is it's better not to talk about weird experiences, only because it makes things worse. So I was dedicated to that rule. Then 2020 came, and the pandemic. No school, only online activities. No work for my husband. Like everyone else, of course, we were scared, not sure what tomorrow would bring. After some time at the apartment, I felt a change in A. She was slowly getting more and more depressed and tired. One morning, I waited for her to wake up. But time passed and her room was silent. I knocked and she told me to come in. I was devastated when I saw her. She was laying in bed, pale and absolutely drained. I tried to make her laugh, but it didn't work. We talked about her state, and she decided it would be better if she travelled to her family home. I'm not saying that her state was caused by the atmosphere of the apartment, because the pandemic was difficult for everyone. But when I looked at her, I couldn't shake the feeling that there was something dark that had drained all the life out of her. She came back after 2 months and was looking a lot better. As we were still spending a lot of time at home, we decided to adopt a little old dog from a shelter. He brought a lot of happiness to our lives, and we were absolutely in love with him. He had multiple dog beds everywhere in the home. Sometimes he would sleep in one of our bedrooms. Sometimes he chose to sleep in the corridor. When he was sleeping there, I was much more comfortable during my nighttime bathroom walks. I concluded that if he was sleeping there peacefully and I was feeling better with him there, maybe this whole feeling watched thing was my imagination. One thing that was uncomfortable for me was that we started leaving our doors slightly open, in case he wanted to come and join us during the night. One night, I'm half asleep, and I saw the light from the corridor coming into the room as the door slowly opened. I assumed it was the dog coming to sleep with us, but something felt off. So I sat up in bed and looked, and our dog was deeply asleep in his dog bed in the corner of the room. So it was impossible for him to come and quickly run into our room and fall asleep in a matter of seconds. Again, I felt a chill down my spine. I jumped out of bed and I quickly closed the door. I even gave up my bathroom trip that night. After this, I didn't let my dog sleep alone in the corridor anymore. Only in R's or A's bedroom. With the door closed, of course. After 5 years in the apartment, we got our degrees and we all moved on to other apartments. Me and my husband in one, and A in another, by herself. I was worried that this thing, if it was a thing after all, might travel with us. Thankfully, that was not the case, and in our new homes, we all felt safe and calm, even during the night. No more leaving all the lights on, no more creepy corridors. My husband's brother sold the place after we moved, to a couple whose daughter was starting university. We don't have any information about whether this new occupant has had any experiences, though, and I think that's for the better. Thank you, Kev, if you've read this far. Best regards, M. No, thank you, M, for such a fantastic minisode for this week. This experience is the sort of experience I truly love. It's, I know this sounds like the wrong word to describe it, but it's almost the homely version of a paranormally terrifying tale. There's so many authenticators in this, for me anyway, that I couldn't list them all off. And although to many, it may sound like nothing much took place, the way you described it so visually and viscerally made it very easy to follow just how terrified you were there, and the question you posited at the end is one I think we'd all love an answer to. What did that new tenant experience, if anything? But again, Em, thank you so much for a wonderful minisode. Again, if you have your own true paranormal experience, either click the link in the show notes or go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. And until next time, stay safe and take care.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.